Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomac, and joining me in studio are some members of the Christiana Tilson chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. I have Kendra Wright.
Hi there.
And Anne Greenwalt.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me, ladies.
Thank you.
So first off, if you could just tell me about the history of the, call it DAR, Daughters of the Revolution, American Revolution. Just kind of the history and what you guys do.
Well, the DAR was founded 125 years ago. This is actually our anniversary this year. We have 180,000 members in serving in about 3,000 chapters around the world. And we focus on historic preservation, education, and patriotism. And we do have a chapter that's located here in Hillsboro. We meet once a month. And we try to do some service projects in the county and surrounding areas.
So what do you do, Kendra?
This year I was the head of the Good Citizen Program, and the Good Citizen Program is high school seniors, and they're originally selected by their high school, and then after they are selected, then they go through a process of essays and recommendations, and that information is submitted to the DAR. And then we go about the task of selecting a chapter winner. And that chapter winner will move on to the next level, which would be the district and then to the state, where they're eligible for more scholarships. This year was the first time that we were able to offer scholarships to our high school Good Citizen winners. And I know that all seven high schools that we represent very much appreciated that, and we got that great feedback from the schools, so we're hoping that next year we're going to be even more successful with the fundraising to get those levels even higher.
So what's some of the criteria or the things that you look for the Good Citizens program?
The Good Citizens have to possess four qualities. That is dependability, service, leadership, and patriotism. And beyond that, the seven high schools that we service have varying ways that they select their winner. Some of them, it's voting on the student body. Some select three from recommendations from the teachers, and then the student body gets to vote. Some the whole school votes. Some it's just the seniors. So there's varying ways that they end up as the good citizen for their senior class. But once they get there, then they have a process that they have to go through that's quite rigorous as far as the essays that they have to write and the recommendations that they have to give to our selection committee.
Okay. So what made each of you want to be a part of this organization?
Well, I started this. One of my distant cousins, twice removed or something, was into genealogy, and I got into that. I got interested in finding out about some of my earlier generations, and I found out that I had a Revolutionary War patriot and submitted the paperwork and got accepted. It was really kind of definitely a learning process, but you learn a lot about the struggles that people had so many years ago and things that we take for granted now. So,
I actually originally became a member because my brother was doing research and he kept saying, you need to go join the DAR. You need to go join the DAR. And I didn't really even know what it was. I'd known a couple of people that had been involved in it. And when I went to apply or to find out, you know, if I could become a member of it, I found out that actually there's three different patriots. And one, what do they call that? Another member that was a nurse who all could have been my patriot for admittance. So I actually learned a lot more than what I had even known before once I tried to become a member.
Okay, cool. So then you're putting on kind of a big event, which is why I asked you here to talk about it. The first annual Vietnam War 50th commemoration event. Did I get that right?
I think so. we are having, actually the chapter has been accepted as a commemorative partner with the United States of America Vietnam War Commemoration Committee. It's a part of the Department of Defense Commemorations Office. And we were accepted back in August or September of last year. So we are putting on an event to honor the local Vietnam War veterans on April 23rd at the First Baptist Church in Litchfield. We're going to have a ceremony to present a certificate to all of the veterans who are present. Someone from the Department of Defense is also coming out to present a certificate to the families of those who were killed in action. And then we have also invited something like 40 area schools. It's all the schools from Montgomery and Macoupin County. And we have prize money for anyone who would like to enter a project. It's any kind of service project, really, that honors Vietnam veterans. It can serve any veteran, but Vietnam veterans are the focus, so that's really what we're looking for. And then after the veterans are presented with their certificates, then we're going to give them a ballot and have them walk through all of the entries and let them vote on their favorite.
So what kind of entries are you looking for?
This can be really anything the kids are interested in. It's open for grades 4 through 12. So we're probably going to get quite a variety. It can be any kind of service or outreach project. They can do some kind of research on their family history. They can help veterans make oral histories. They can visit veterans in the hospitals or nursing homes. They can make care packages for honor flights. They can do like artwork if they want to do a map of the area where one of their family members served. It's really kind of open to anything they can think of, really.
All right, it's cool.
We do have, we had $4,500 donated to offer as prize money. So we are giving away quite a bit of money, and we are accepting entries up through April 15th.
Okay.
So do they need to be presented as a science fair kind of board project, or does it really, anything will go? What's the protocol?
Well, it's really anything will go. It's if the veterans, they're walking through voting on what they see. So you want to have something, either a picture of yourself doing it, if you want to make a PowerPoint presentation, a poster, whatever it is, you want it to be something that they can just kind of look at and see. If you want to write an essay, you could do that, but I'm not sure.
That might not be the best format.
Right, it might not be the best thing to do. If there's too many people there, I'm not sure everybody will stop and read an essay.
Okay.
So it's pretty much a visual presentation.
Okay. All right, and so you said there was going to be a certificate presentation, and I'm assuming food.
Yes, we are. The VFW Auxiliary is also offering lunch to the students and their families who enter the contest and the veterans who receive a certificate. So we just do need to have an RSVP so we know how much to plan for the lunch.
All right. And then, I guess, kind of, what else do you guys do throughout the year? I know you said you plant trees.
Yeah, so the tree planting program is something that's happening, I believe, in Montgomery County right now, and I think we might move that into the Macoupin County area that we serve as well once we finish. But what we're doing is going through the different communities in the order in which they became populated. Oh, so not okay. necessarily from the date they became a city, but from the date that people moved to that particular area. And I believe Fillmore was the first.
Yes, I think it was.
That and this year's trees that we planted were Butler and Nokomis. And I know we've got a list of ones to come. I think that Litchfield and Raymond might be next year's list. I can't remember exactly what next year's list are, but we're really going through in order of them and commemorating their by the tree, and we're putting it in each area in a park or where there's a community center, somewhere where the town can see it, somewhere where it's visible.
All right. So what are some of your kind of future goals with the DAR? I know you did some changes with the scholarship program, and I guess, is there anything else you guys are hoping to see kind of come out of it?
Well, we also run two American history contests each year, and so St. Michael's School in Staunton has been consistently entering each year, and I would like to see more schools participate in that too. We've had that open to 19 schools in Montgomery County, and typically St. Michael's is the one who enters. And those students do, we don't have a cash prize for those yet. I would like to get that kind of going maybe next year as we're working on fundraising. But so far, it's just been a certificate and a medal, and then the winner goes on to the district level. But I would like to get some more entries there. And of course, we're always looking for more members, so if anyone's interested in tracing their family tree, let us know. We can help with that.
Yes, we actually have a genealogist who can research anyone's family, and that is what she loves to do. So she would be happy to look up anybody's family or do the research for them. You don't necessarily have to have the research already completed. Just kind of an idea of, yes, I'd like to be a member. Can we figure out how to make this happen? Because really, if you think about the people that you might even know in your lineage, they might not necessarily be the only people. So someone that you don't even know is in your line. You know, even if you think your grandparents came here from Germany in 1850, that doesn't mean that parts of your family weren't here in 1750. And so, you know, finding that person, it's not as difficult as it sounds. The other thing that I would really like to see happen for the DAR is to get younger members involved and to get things like scholarships and essay contests and things like that, I think are really what make it important to our community. I think that a lot of the things that the DAR maybe used to do 100 years ago, those kinds of things aren't important anymore to society, and today's focus should be different. Things like the essay contest, I think that attaching a scholarship to that, because the kids that are becoming these good citizens or the kids that are taking their time to write essays when they're in eighth grade, these kids are going to need scholarship money. These kids are going to college, you know, so having things like that as incentives in place and having the funds available to do those things, I think really makes the organization more fruitful. It makes it more inviting to people, more interesting to people.
All right. So if anybody would like to find out more information about your organization or RSVP for the event, how can they do that?
Well, to RSVP, you can email me. My email is agreenwa@slu.edu. And we do also have a website if you want to just look up Christiana Tilson. We have a website, and there's a link there where you can contact our regent and find out about attending a meeting or getting help researching your family tree.
If anyone wants to call or email me, they can. It's 217-556-6890, and it's Kendra N. Wright, KendraNWright at iCloud.com.
You've been listening to Around Montgomery County with my guests, Kendra Wright and Anne Greenwald. They're members of the Christiana Tilson chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.